This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters, this month of Ramadan is not only the month of fasting. It is not only the month of the Quran. It is not only the month of Salah. It is not only the month of generosity and helping others, but it is also the month of victory. It is in this month of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted His victory to His believing servants on more than one occasion. The very first battle in which the Muslims faced off against their enemies was the Battle of Badr, and it was in the month of Ramadan. This battle in which the Muslims were outnumbered, they didn't have what their opponent had. They were only a third of their enemy. And this battle in which the Muslims were isolated and they were all on their own, they didn't have any help from the outside. They were all on their own. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them victory. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showed the world and He showed their enemies that it doesn't matter what you have of numbers, of military power. In the end of the day, if Allah is on your side, then victory is going to be yours. And so we need to constantly remind ourselves of this fact that the month of Ramadan is the month of victory. And as we see what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza, we should not lose sight of this fact, and we should not despair, and we shouldn't think that it's over with. But rather, we need to realize that as long as they have Iman in their hearts and they're taking the steps that Allah has legislated in the Quran, the steps to victory, to the relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to understand that victory is coming and it is very near. And so it is at times like this that we need to also remind ourselves that the month of Ramadan is also the month of ad-du'a. In the ayat of fasting, where Allah mentions that we have to fast, and He mentions the month of Ramadan being the month of the Quran, right in the middle of all of those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you, O Muhammad, about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, indeed I am near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ, I respond to the dua of the one who calls upon me. When you raise your hands in dua and you do it with conviction from deep down in your heart that I am calling upon someone who can hear me. I am calling upon someone who is very near to me. I am calling upon someone who answers my dua when I call upon him. Then Allah responds. It is a promise of Allah that He responds. So if you have been campaigning for your brothers and sisters in Gaza, and you have been protesting, and you have been raising awareness about them, and your concern has led you to do X, Y, and Z, but you have not raised your hands even once to make dua for them, then mark my words, you have done nothing for them. You have done absolutely nothing for them. Because this is the weapon in our hands, the weapon of the believers, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it. If you have done everything but you haven't done that, then you have done nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the day of Badr, when he saw that he was outnumbered, and he knew from the depth of his heart that Allah would not abandon him, but yet on that morning he raised his hands in dua and he kept on making dua. He kept on making dua after dua, pleading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, grant us victory. We are outnumbered. Oh Allah, if we are defeated on this day, you will not be worshipped after this day. Until his cloak that was on his shoulders, it fell to the ground. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to him. He picked up his cloak and he said to him, O Muhammad, enough. That's it. Allah is with us. He will respond to us. He will grant us that victory. And so let us not lose sight of this fact. Let us take advantage of this month of Ramadan, the month of victory, and also the month of ad-du'a. Let us take advantage of it to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua at those times when Allah accepts the dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the fasting person is one of those whose dua is not rejected, and especially at the time when he breaks his fast. And imagine, especially on a Friday, in the last hour of Friday, that is another time when dua is accepted. So as we are waiting for our iftar today, raise your hands, make dua for your needs, but don't forget about your brothers and sisters who are suffering, not only in Palestine, not only in Gaza, but elsewhere around the world.